This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. American factories in the month just ended were running slow, with activity dropping to the lowest level since the early days of pandemic. Now, that's according to the Institute for Supply Management, which surveys manufacturers about their output, delivery lead times, input prices, and so forth. This is what central bankers like to see as they fight inflation here, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
This time last year, demand for manufactured goods was high. Tim Quinlan, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says the industry had to scramble to keep up.
The biggest difficulty that firms had, say, a year ago at this time was finding the raw materials and resources they needed and finding the headcounts to staff the factory floor.
All that meant that manufacturers had a big backlog of orders to work through. But more recently, Quinlan says that backlog has been shrinking.
That's occurred without a coinciding increase in shipments. And so that sort of implies that some of these orders have just been canceled.
Demand for manufactured goods has been falling in recent months, both here in the U.S. and overseas, says Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
We have interest rates that are hitting businesses in the United States and consumers in the United States. You had the COVID lockdowns in China. You have a lot of economies dealing with inflation.
Meanwhile, manufacturers are still dealing with a tight labor market. Chad Moutre is chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers.
Wage growth continues to be very elevated, and manufacturers continue to tell me just how difficult it is to attract and retain workers.
But falling demand for manufactured goods has helped to make supply chains less congested, and input prices have been falling.
That also is an encouraging sign that some of those bigger problems that manufacturers have had to face over the last couple of years have started to pull back a little bit, at least in terms of their severity.
And that means the prices manufacturers charge for their goods is falling too. Tim Quinlan with Wells Fargo says that's welcome news.
I think we could all stomach a little bit of slower demand in the economy if that's the elixir that, you know, brings some of these price pressures down.
Quinlan says the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to throw some sand in the gears of the economy. And in the manufacturing sector, it appears to be working. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.